show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. The other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We give it ours away to you at freetalklive.com to enjoy. That's freetalklive.com. Last hour, we were talking about how New York, at least, the Nassau School District is looking at banning touching. In fact, I believe they have decided to ban touching in the whole swine flu scare, using that as their excuse to keep children, keep young people, not just children, but kids of all ages in the school district, keep them away from one another, because people shouldn't be touching one another. That's wrong. It's wrong to touch.
Dangerous.
Might spread germs or something. Which, you know, just as an aside about this, the idea of spreading germs, and of course, as I pointed out, the absurdity of having kids not touch one another, I think, is immediately negated by the fact that they're all touching the same handles on the doors that they're going through.
Using the same toilets and,
right.
You know, just in general, being around each other. And, you know, I can see what they're trying to do. They're trying to negate the problems with an inefficient and honestly a weird system. Putting 1,500 kids in one building and trying to educate them all right there, at busing them in from long distances and early in the morning and all that stuff, separating them by ages distinctly. This is an unusual thing to do. I know we do it a lot, and they do it worldwide, mm-hmm. but that's not how you live your life.
No.
You don't live your life raising your hand to see if you can go to the bathroom or only hanging out with people that are your age.
Within a year of your age, yeah.
Right, and it's very odd that many people in one building. Certainly that's done in some places.
It's quite unnatural. I agree with you.
But people claim, and I have to believe them, that our public school system was created in order to fill, you know, to create worker bees in order to fill factories.
John Taylor Gatto says that, and he was the New York, speaking of New York, he was the New York State Teacher of the Year, and he's come out against government schools at this point.
We don't even have factories like we used to have. Many people work in much smaller offices now.
But it's still about docility and obedience. It's still about people. It's still about essentially turning out a product. The students, your children, you were the product. Me? We were the product of the government education system. And, you know, some people they had more success with than others, obviously, as far as their indoctrination is concerned. But the idea is to turn out a docile little obedient serf that will just go along to get along, not question his circumstances, and, you know, kind of plug into the corporate world until they're old enough to retire and then move on, collect Social Security, and pass away. I mean, that's kind of what it's set up for, is to keep them quiet. You know, make it so they don't ask too many questions. Accept the government system that they're presented with. Don't think outside the box. But, you know, what I wanted to talk about was the whole idea of germs, right? You know, germs! Ah! I was watching this show called Hoarders, and I don't think I've mentioned it on the air.
You do love a good hoarder.
Somebody sent me this. Sent me a notice that this show exists. And
for good reason. I mean, it's the perfect. It's targeted right at you.
Oh,
you love hoarders.
No, I don't love them. I'm just disturbed by them and fascinated by them. And this show is fascinating in that I've talked on this program about Clean Sweep, which is a show that I watched earlier in this decade that my mother turned me on to, saying that you'll dig this. And indeed, it was a great program because it showed people's living arrangements, and essentially a crew would go in and they'd see just a regular person's house, a regular family's house, and people are, you know, they collect things. That's what people do. If they've got a space, they fill it with stuff. And I think everybody's on a continuum, right? You know, you've got people like the hoarders that are way over toward the end of the continuum that just fill their every inch of their space with a bunch of junk and a bunch of crap that they'll never actually need, but they think they will. And then you've got just kind of regular average people that just kind of collect things and put them places, but maybe in a more orderly fashion. They still just collect and collect. There's people that are make a point of simplifying their life, and then there are people that are extremely simple. You know, people like Peace Pilgrim, which is this lady I've been reading about who gave up all of her worldly possessions and just decided to go on pilgrimages and walked carrying nothing more than the clothes on her and what she might be able to fit in her small pockets. And she was essentially given everything that she needed to survive without asking for it as she went along her way. Which is it's an amazing story. But she's on one end of very, very simple, and then as far as keeping her possessions simple, and then way on the other end of the hoarders. So I've been talking about this clean sweep show, which just kind of went into regular people's lives and their homes, and they'd clean out several rooms, and they'd force the people to essentially decide, you know, do you need this gigantic teddy bear? It's been sitting in your closet for 5 years. Are you actually going to use this thing? And watching them struggle with themselves as they were trying to decide whether or not to let go of their possession. It was fascinating just watching the regular people. But now they've taken it to a whole new level with this hoarders program, because it's all about people who are pack rats, people whose houses are disgusting, just sick. These people are twisted in the head. There's some sort of, I don't know, I think it's a learned behavior to some extent, because they were talking about, one of the guys was talking about how his dad used to bring things home, and his dad kind of taught him the ways of, you know, seeing something you might want to use someday and taking it home and putting it somewhere. But it's just a fascinating look into these people's lives and into their homes, into the mentality that drives this. In one couple's case, the lady, I'm talking about the first episode, there's only been two episodes so far. It's an A&E show, and I believe full episodes are available through their website. But there's one couple. One lady is an obsessive compulsive shopper, and her husband is the pack rat.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes out and buys to try to make herself feel better. That's her mentality, is her dad died and it was real tough on her. She was daddy's girl, so now she goes out and she shops to try to, you know, reclaim some semblance of...
That'll make it better.
Yeah, feeling good. Of course, it never satisfies her, keeps buying stuff.
It's completely unrelated.
Right, she keeps buying stuff, and this guy won't get rid of a single thing, so their house is just full of junk. Theirs was a bad enough story. But there was another lady in this show. They do two hoarders' homes per one-hour show. The other lady was 60 years old, and really a lot crazier. She has cats. And
that's always a good
great
way
combo
to mix it up. Yeah,
great combo with a hoarding factor, because you're hoarding, so you're just piling stuff everywhere in your house, all kinds of just crap. And if a cat goes and pees over in the corner of the room that you've hoarded stuff in, you're never going to be able to get over to clean
it. Cats, they like clean litter boxes. Many of them like clean litter boxes, won't use a dirty one. So trying to keep up with 20 cats in their litter boxes. Once you get to 20 cats, there's just simply no way to keep up with it.
I don't know how many she had. It wasn't apparent. They didn't mention that. But in watching her segment, the reason I even brought this up was the germs issue, right? We were talking about the kids and the germs and the fear. Oh, and I can't let the kids touch. This woman's refrigerator, the footage from what was in her refrigerator, will shock and stun anybody who watches it. The way she determined whether or not she would eat something was if it had bloated. So the date on the product, let's say cup of yogurt, the date on the product, she'd ignore that entirely. It could be 6 months expired. In fact, they found yogurts in her fridge that were more than 6 months expired. But as long as the package wasn't bloated, in her decision, it was A-okay.
Oh, boy.
I mean, this was her one determining factor as to whether or not she would consume a product that had been sitting in her fridge. Some of the things she was keeping, they were going through the stuff in her fridge, and she was looking very seriously at whether or not she wanted to keep some of this utterly disgusting crap. One of the guys that was helping her with this says, look, lady, that piece of meat is green on the inside. She had wanted to keep it. So what I'm pointing out here is that this woman was living her life for who knows how long. She's 60 years old. Her house is full of crap. Old pumpkins rotting in different places in the house. Just disgusting. She's living in this filth. and eating from this refrigerator where her policy is if it's bloated, she won't eat it. So what kind of bacteria and what kind of germs and what kind of stuff is she shoveling into herself? And people are worried about kids giving themselves a high five? Seems clear to me the human body can handle a little bit of germiness here and there. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including Facebook. You can join the Free Talk Live Facebook fan page at facebook.freetalklive.com. That is facebook.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls about what you want here in moments. But first, I want to tell you about the Free State Project, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism. You'll find more pro-freedom activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more and get signed up at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. To your phone calls, Bill is in North Carolina on the AMP line. Hello, Bill.
Ian and Mark, how are you guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Bill?
I just finished business school, and I happen to take a class on a subject called behavioral economics, and I'm not sure how familiar you guys are with this.
I am not.
Okay, so I'll give you a couple examples. It can be from everything as innocuous as if I were to move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, and on a Saturday I asked you guys to help me move and didn't offer you any money. I'm guessing, if not you guys, some of the activists would probably come help because of social norms, right? They wouldn't expect anything out of it. But maybe in the future, if they needed help, I would offer to help them out.
And likewise,
if I offered to pay them a couple $100 for their time, they probably also would do it, right? I mean, that's a decent amount of money for a couple hours of work. Most people would probably do it.
Sure.
And now, if I offered them $5, they would probably be far less likely to do it, right? Because rather than being in the arena of social norms, I would still be in the business norms area, but it's not enough to make it worth their time. Does that kind of make sense to you guys?
Making sense, sure.
Okay, but then where it starts to get very hairy is, sorry, the reason I bring this topic up is because Obama's new regulatory czar is...
Before you get to the explanation, just a little bit more on behavioral economics. So are you saying that behavioral economics is the study of how people in the marketplace, individuals in the marketplace, make decisions as far as...
That aren't exactly rational, right? I mean, if we were all acting purely rationally... you would be more likely to help me if I offered you $5 than if I offered you zero. That's what the behavioral economics folks think. Now, you and I can probably say, well, you probably, Ian, would get some satisfaction out of helping a fellow free stater that's worth more than $5. But that's not the way these people think. They're, you know, kind of brainiacs and the 10,000-pound heads in the room.
Right. Okay. All right, so go ahead.
Where it starts to get a little more tricky is they do studies on stuff like organ donations. And they look at, let's say, Belgium and the Netherlands, two similar countries in a similar part of the world, similar ethnic religious makeups. And they see that Belgium has a 10% organ donor rate, and the Netherlands has I'm making up numbers here, but a 70 or 80% organ donor rate.
All right.
And the difference is, you know, everyone does the organ donor when you go to get your driver's license. And on the country that has the higher donation rate, the box will be, you know, it'll say, check this box if you want to opt out of being an organ donor. Right?
Right.
You have to take a step to not become an organ donor. Whereas in the country with the low organ donor rate, you would have to check the box to become an organ donor.
Makes sense.
Another term for this is they call it paternalistic libertarianism, right? So they haven't actually taken away your choice, but they've certainly imparted their values on as to what you should do.
Got it.
And I wrestled with this for a while, and in the end I decided, well, if they are asserting that I have to check a box to assert my own ownership of my body, then it's wrong. But there's a very high-ranking guy in the Obama administration named Cass Sunstein who's espousing these views, and I think it's something we all kind of need to watch out for.
This is the guy, we had mentioned his name in the past, and he was a big control freak. I'm spacing out on exactly what it was that that we had talked about him in the past, but this Cass Sunstein, what's his role within the Obama administration?
Well, he's the so-called regulatory czar or something like that. I mean, he's going to have power in all sorts of little, you know, his hands in a bunch of different pies. I'm not sure exactly what that entails. I think they probably keep him intentionally nebulous to throw off the serfs, you know?
Probably true.
Well, thanks.
I have heard his name. I can't remember what it was, and I remember being very disturbed by the, you know, the area that his name was mentioned in conjunction with.
Yeah, and I'll let you guys go. But just when you see articles with that guy's name in them, be very, very wary because they're going to use like all sorts of little mind tricks and manipulations. Having taken a whole semester of this stuff, I can tell you they're just going to try to manipulate things and get people to do what they want. And it's very, 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 very scary.
Thank you for that. And I pulled up Cass's Wikipedia page here. And thank you for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, just briefly scrolling down here, not really knowing exactly what I was going to see, there's a heading called Taxes, where Sunstein, I mean, this is a bad guy, Sunstein has argued that we should celebrate Tax Day. He appears to claim the very concepts of property and society are based on government and taxes, saying this: in what sense is the money in our pockets and bank accounts fully ours? Did we earn it by our own autonomous efforts? Could we have inherited it without the assistance of probate courts? Do we save it without the support of bank regulators? Could we spend it if there were no public officials to coordinate the efforts and pool the resources of the community in which we live? Without taxes, there would be no liberty. Without taxes, there would be no property. Without taxes, few of us would have any assets worth defending.
The only property, as he sees it, the only property is the property that the government tells you you have. So therefore, without taxes, there wouldn't be any property. He's right by his definition of what property is.
It is a dim fiction that some people enjoy and exercise their rights without placing any burden whatsoever on the public fisc. There is no liberty without dependency, says Cass Sunstein. How about that one? There is no liberty without dependency. That's pretty twisted.
He's clearly our better.
So, this is the guy that Barack Obama has. Oh, wait, Supreme Court candidate? Is that what this guy's looking at here?
No, that wasn't what that was about.
Okay, well,
one of these czars.
If you know more about this Cass Sunstein character, you're certainly welcome to. Okay. Here it is. His book, his most recent book, is on rumors, how falsehoods spread, why we believe them, and what can be done. This was the guy that was talking about regulating speech on the internet. This was the guy that was basically saying that if your website in the comments, and this is my recollection, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, but basically if the comments on your website, this, you know, Web 2.0, where people are allowed to comment on things and there's forums and a lot more interactivity in Web 2.0 than there was in Web 1.0, he's basically saying that you could be liable. This was his story, that you could be held liable if this guy gets his way with the federal government, and if somebody makes a comment on one of your blog posts that is incorrect or libelous or something like that, that you be responsible for the comments on your blog. I believe that was the story.
That's
about
a good
this
idea.
Character. Really scary dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He also believes that animals have rights. Maybe we can look into that here, too, coming up. See what else we can unearth on this guy, Cass Sunstein. And, well, you can also call in about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Akola Blue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Akola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Akola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Akola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including the archives, the live streams. You can grab live streams in various different flavors. We've got a dial-up version, a broadband version, even a webcam, all at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
You know, I don't like taking those big, giant horse pills that many vitamins in the form in which they come. So I've started taking Choose for Health's Super Fruit Complex, and you can get a free week by just calling 800-219-8874 and try it out for yourself and see if it's right for you. Not only is it a vitamin, but it's a antioxidant at the same time. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit, and the experts contend that these would be some of the most nutrient-rich fruits that the world has to offer. Get a free week by calling 800-219-8874. Choose for Health. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. 800-219-8874.
The toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. So Bill had called in to tell us about a little bit about what he called behavioral economics and mentioned this Cass Sunstein character who apparently was nominated at one point for the office of something or other. And let me see if I can pull that up here. But apparently his nomination was blocked. And again, this is all according to Wikipedia, so how much of it is exact, I'm not sure. But even though he was blocked for that one particular office, that doesn't mean he's not still advising Obama. He's buddy-buddy with Obama. And there's something worth mentioning here that they talk about briefly in the Wikipedia article, and then at examiner.com they get in a little more detail. And this really proves that this Cass Sunstein character does think he knows better than you. This is a guy who looks down his nose at the rest of the American people and, well, allow me to explain what nudging is. The term probably began to buzz, and this is from the Dallas Business Commentary Examiner's Robert Morris. This term probably began to buzz loudest. Choice architecture, actually, is what it's called. Choice architecture. Architecture? Anyway, the term probably began to buzz loudest when Richard Thaler and Cass Sunstein's book, Nudge, Improving Decisions About Health, Wealth, and Happiness, was published in April of 2008. A revised and updated edition was published earlier this year. As they explain in their book, a nudge is, quote, any aspect of the choice architecture that alters people's behavior in a predictable way without forbidding options or significantly changing their economic incentives. The context of a decision is almost, this is not their quote.
Right. And what this this would contend that bureaucrats and people who are smarter than everybody else, like Cass, for instance, mm-hmm. smarter than you and I, have to actually design choices. It's choice architecture, after
right.
all. That's all he's doing. He's designing the choice
to encourage you.
To encourage people to do the right thing. As though Cass knows, in fact, what the right thing is. Mm-hmm. And as though, over time, people won't act in a rational form in the aggregate. That people are just dumb monkeys and they must be, you know, guided. I don't know. But who's he to decide? How does he know what the right choice is?
Well, the context of a decision, according to Morris, almost always shapes or frames the decision. The more efficient and appropriate the architecture of that context is, the more likely that a sound decision will be made. They urge supervisors to become competent choice architects so they can create user-friendly environments for those for whom they are responsible. In other words, do everything possible to help them succeed, just as the best coaches do everything they can to prepare their teams to win, or at least to make their best effort.
Well, this coach thing suggests that they're even on your side.
In my opinion, says the writer of the article, one of the most valuable suggestions in the book is to take full advantage of incentives, recognition, and rewards rather than requirements to nourish self-motivation and thereby to achieve voluntary commitment and engagement. First as commanding general, then as president. George Washington is a perfect example of a leader who let others have it his way. Thaler and Sunstein would characterize him as a libertarian paternalist, one of those who care deeply about freedom and are skeptical about approaches that prevent people from going their own way. So this Cass Sunstein is considered a libertarian paternalist, and that he claims he doesn't want to take the choices off the table. But what he does want to do is kind of highlight the choices and use certain incentives, which no doubt will be things like government, cash for clunkers programs, mm-hmm. and cash for refrigerators, things like that that
right.
aren't really market-based incentives.
But that's not a choice, because I had no choice as to whether or not I wanted to fund cash for clunkers.
That's a good point.
And also, what they're talking about here is all fine and dandy. It's great. The architecture of choice, it's beautiful to design your verbiage around, getting people to do, what you believe is the right thing. That's fine. Whatever. I'm all for it. As long as you aren't working for an organization that has a monopoly privilege on force and taxation. That's when the problem comes in.
So just to kind of give you an idea of this man's mentality and what he thinks, and there's more here. Animal rights, according to Wikipedia, Sunstein has also written often in favor of animal rights, saying every reasonable person believes in animal rights. So I guess I'm unreasonable then, because I believe that rights, first of all, don't really exist. It's just a concept. It's a valuable concept, one worthy of holding in high esteem, one that I personally like and subscribe to. I enjoy the idea of rights, but there's no real thing, there's no tangible substance known as a right. It's just a common agreement between people to behave in a certain appropriate manner. I have the right to do this, and you have the right to do this, and you can do what you want on your property as long as you don't hurt me, and I can do what I want on mine as long as I don't hurt you. And it's a good agreement. But as human beings, we have the ability to come to agreements like that. As between people, between individuals, we can make decisions that say, okay, this would benefit us, let's behave in this fashion. Animals, on the other hand, don't do that.
No.
They don't respect your rights. They respect your property. They don't have the ability to make those rights-respecting decisions. So if they don't respect rights, how can they have rights?
Sure. If a boll weevil or a termite decides that he wants to live in my house, he's just going to go ahead and do that. He's a little burglar.
Yeah.
He's not even looking at it as though he's stealing anything or
just what he needs to do.
Living in someone's house without paying rent or whatever it is that he's doing.
Doesn't even know what a house is.
And he has no idea. And when you look at, if you're going to assume that animals have rights, I think you have to assume that they have all of the ones that that humans have, don't you? I mean, they don't just have the right to life, but they have the right to property, the right to sustain themselves, to be unmolested without molesting somebody first. And you have to, what you have to do is you then have to look at everything, every contact you have with the physical world, it disturbs some kind of creature. Now, surely this Cass wouldn't suggest that only mammals have rights, right? He wouldn't say that just the animals with hair have rights, or just the ones with a clearly developed central nervous system. Those are the ones with rights. All these things. You really dig deep into this issue. When I built my house, I'm sure that there were some moles that their house was displaced. They had to go live elsewhere. Things are now changed there when I built my house. When I travel through the air, there's probably microscopic crap that's all bounced all over the place. When I eat, I'm sure I'm consuming these things. Where do these rights start and stop?
I'm not sure Cass knows. I'm not sure Cass could decide where. He's smart, right?
But Cass would fall short. There are lots of organisms with lots of rights. If we're giving these things rights, they have rights, do they not? I'd like to find out how their land is handed down from one generation to the next. I'm really curious about this. Who decides? It's very difficult.
He says also that human willingness to subject animals to unjustified suffering will be seen as a form of unconscionable barbarity, morally akin to slavery and the mass extermination of human beings. And I generally agree that animals shouldn't be tortured and unjustified suffering should not be should be forced upon them.
I don't want to see barbarity towards animals either.
No, but he's got a little bit more to say here. Wants to ban hunting and wants to, this is a great one, wants to give animals a right to bring suit. I'd like to see that horse fill out the lawsuit form. I mean, what? Well, we'll come back with a little more. Take your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control even of these remaining moments. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you and Mark, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help Free Talk Live out, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And it's no extra cost to you. It's the same great Amazon prices. Amazon just sends us a percentage of the sale for sending them the business. So go and get your shopping done. Get the stuff that you need. Get the stuff that you want at amazon.freetalklive.com. And coming up, your chance to get some stuff free from Totosac. Now, we've been talking about Totosac over the last couple weeks now on the program, and I'm going to give you a phone number. Don't call now. We'll give it to give you the opportunity to call here in a little bit. 603-435-1105. That's going to be the prize line tonight. 603-435-1105. We'll give it out again a little bit later. But I want to give you the opportunity to win a two-pack of Totosacs. Now, you can go to Totosac.com, Totasak.com, to learn more about it, but it's basically a 100% recycled material product. It's a handle, essentially, that is designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. My favorite task so far to simplify with the Totosac is bringing the groceries in. I did it today, Mark, and I was so proud. You heard me brag when I came in.
Nobody.
I'm so excited about these things.
Right. I have to say they are amazing little handles.
I've got two, so we have a two-pack here, and I brought the two-pack out to the car. We had our groceries in there, and Julia and I usually go grocery shopping once every 2 weeks, so we buy a number of groceries. So just for the two of us, we had about 11 bags of groceries and loaded them up on the two Totosacs and carried them all into the house. One trip. Now, I still had like a box of beer that I had to go out for. Obviously, they weren't going to help me with that, but significantly reducing the amount of trips out to the car.
If that's what you if you wanted to have put that beer in like a double bag, you certainly could have.
Maybe. I don't know if a 12-pack will fit into
make it tough.
A shopping bag. But my point is, I would have normally have had to have made maybe 2 to 3 trips for 11 bags of stuff, whereas with the Totosacks, between just me, I had all 11 bags full of groceries on 2 Totosacks and walked into the front door with them. It's a great product, and you're going to have a chance to win some coming up here shortly. All right, let's continue here briefly about Cass Sunstein. He's one of the many people that are advising Obama. And just to kind of give you a look into this guy's mindset, he thinks that animals have rights. And, of course, as I pointed out, if they don't respect rights, they can't have rights. And animals
right.
don't
in
respect
rights. In the same
rights.
Way that criminals don't have rights once they violate someone else's rights, animals haven't even entered into the agreement that is sort of rights.
I think animals...
I believe it is cruel and despicable to... treat an animal in a cruel fashion, poorly for no good
absolutely.
Reason.
Absolutely. But then people should be ostracized for doing
absolutely.
Things like that.
If you take the extreme example of some guy who wants to beat his dog with an axe handle while tied to a tree in his front yard, I think that that's terrible, terrible behavior. However, if you outlaw that guy doing that, then what about the guy who wants to slaughter a pig in his front yard so that he can have pork to feed his family?
Where do you draw the line? Who draws the line?
That pork that you buy at the grocery store doesn't come growing on trees, people.
Yeah.
It's from a slaughtered pig.
Well, and who makes the decisions? Apparently, Cass Sunstein would like to make the decisions about where those lines are to be drawn. He thinks that hunting should be banned. And I don't agree with hunting. I think it's not necessary today in this day and world, but I wouldn't want to ban it. If you want to go out and shoot animals, then that's your business.
It's not necessary to do home gardening either.
Yeah.
However, it's a skill that some people feel is necessary in case there's economic collapse, which the government has just about guaranteed. At this point, Cass.
Now, he also says that the animal should have the right to bring suit. And he says that that it's possible that before long, Congress will grant standing to animals to protect their own rights and interests.
I think it's quite possible what he's saying is true.
Well, wait, even if you've got the situation of this despicable man in his front yard beating his dog with an axe handle, how is the dog going to be restituted in that case? What's the man going to do? Make payments to the dog or something like that? I mean, it's just
know.
Ludicrous.
I don't know.
This is exactly what a court system needs, is to tie up the existing court system, which is already tied up with a bunch of nonsense, with animal rights lawsuits, where somebody brings a suit supposedly on behalf of the animal, and then they collect the paychecks.
And
right?
If you can believe that the incrementalism, the mission creep that is government, will just take this over. Essentially, there are people out there. Listen to me. There are people out there that want none of us to eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that eating meat is inefficient, that the earth could supply far more people, the food and calories by, just eating soybeans or whatever it is that they feel is the right thing for us to eat. But I can tell you what they think the right thing is not meat. So they would like it if none of us could eat meat at all. And I don't like the idea of initiating force on a creature that does not want to have that force initiated on it. And I have thought long and hard on this issue. And the best I can see is if an animal has a right to life, they have a right to liberty, and they have the right to property. And if you start affording these rights to animals, you have the world is going to be completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Tyler is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tyler. Tyler, California. Going once. Tyler in California, going twice. We'll try Rick.
Hello.
Hey, Tyler, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry about that.
What's on your mind tonight, Tyler?
Nothing much. I've been listening to your thing about the animal rights, and I just wanted to say, man, it's the worst when you have vegetarians that eat cheese. Because
yeah.
You're like, come on, it's like the nectar of meat.
What do you mean the nectar of meat?
Like cheese, the vegetarians that still eat cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the nectar of meat. I mean, would you rather have the cow die, or would you rather have them strapped to a thing sucking their teeth their entire life?
I'll tell you, the fact is, dairy cows although they are a modified species that is unlike the original species, now line up twice a day in order to get milked. These cows want very badly to get milked because they have been bred so that their udders get so full of milk that that thing will rupture if they don't dairy farmers don't get vacations. These guys work very hard to do what they do. I agree that you've got the marketplace is incentivized in an odd fashion, and that a person can't be a very they can't be a very proud vegetarian if they have eggs and milk and
wait
all
a minute,
things.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. I thought the vegetarians had no problem with eating products from animals. It's the vegans. That are the issue.
Oh, well, that's it's debatable whether, people say true vegetarians or
vegans. I mean, and vegans, you won't see them eating cheese and stuff like that.
Oh, of course not.
They're,
yeah.
They're
but my other thing
insane.
Was, I remember you had a segment the other day about garage sales, how the government was going to start regulating what you could sell at garage sales, right?
Well, I know that the guys over at Free Minds Radio have been really covering this in depth. At freemindsradio.com, but it's my understanding that there are certain regulations have gone into place that say that if you are trying to resell something that has been recalled, that will be a federal crime at this point. And
yeah, and I'm an eBay seller, so what I'm worried about is the government sticking their nose into that. I mean, what can I expect as far as the Obama administration and taxation on my eBay sales?
Well, here's what you could expect from the government. Arbitrary decisions that you don't expect to be coming down the pipe, them being far more overreaching, costing you more money in everything that you do. I mean, that's what you can expect from the government. What form is it going to take for you as an eBay seller?
It's hard to say. Hard to say.
They will surprise you. I can assure you of that.
I would say it's likely that eBay will issue a warning, and then if you don't stop attempting to sell that item, they will probably ban your account, and who knows when the criminal charges will come into play. We're not far off from federal agents raiding garage sales at this point. They say they're not going to do that, but talk is cheap. I thank you for the call tonight. Let's go quickly to Rick in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Rick.
Hey, I was going to ask one question, but actually something more interesting came up. I would say that animals have the same rights as humans have because humans are animals. So if you're allowed to go and kill pigs to eat them, you should be allowed to kill people too to eat them. There should be a way to prove me wrong there, but I don't think that you can come up with a logical way to prove
animals
me wrong.
I think the separation between most animals and human beings is we have the ability to to rationalize, to enter into contracts, to come into agreements with one another, and I think we've understood over time
that
killing each other is not a very productive thing to do.
Apes actually have unwritten contracts, basically. I mean, it's somewhat instinctive, but not all instinctive, and people that study their primitive culture know that they do have these rules in their society, and they could eat each other, and they could get some kind of nutrients from eating each other, but they generally don't.
You can eat other people. That's a possibility. However, you open yourself up to essentially entering into a state of nature at that point. Then you're the animal too, and then you're going to be treated like one.
Yeah, I don't want to devolve. Thank you for the call. We're going to give you a two-pack of Totosacks to wrap the show up here tonight. We're going to take the second caller at 603-435-1105. Second caller wins a two-pack of Totosacks, and we'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.